This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 109 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flipped resources into our Flipboard magazine over the past 2 weeks. In this episode, we have four trends that we're going to discuss, along with a recommended reading that goes along with each of those trends. And we end the episode, as we normally do, by peering into the crystal ball and making predictions about the trends we believe we'll see in the upcoming 2 weeks. Abby, start us out by talking about our four trends.
Thank you, Tim. Yes, we have four trends that we determined based on looking at all of the articles that we flipped into our Flipboard magazine, and then sort of parsing them out, putting them into groups. And these are the four groups that rose, sort of congealed into four trends. First, hardware and software related articles, which has been a major trend for a very long time, as we've noticed it. There were talk about new Apple products. Apple product news is going to, apparently, March 27th, there'll be an Apple event targeted toward educators. There's also a MacBook Air revamp that's supposed to be announced sometime soon. Microsoft updates. There was a lot of updates and a lot of security updates for Microsoft. There was an announcement of a new Raspberry Pi 3 version that's supposed to be much faster than the older Raspberry Pis. There was talk about VPNs, again, with all the security concerns. VPNs have become a hot topic. And we'll mention one article that about a Slack policy update, where Slack now allows bosses to read the direct messages of people on the Slack network, which is receiving a lot of flack, you know, Slack flack, but for obvious reasons. Our recommended reading, however, is about Adobe's products. It's a brief article that just states, Adobe XD now lets you import Photoshop and Sketch assets. Illustrator and InDesign refreshed. By Zach Hall for 9to5 Mac. Adobe's Creative Suite, which is sort of an industry standard for instructional media production, has had a few major updates. Adobe XD, which is a fantastic product, I think, personally, now lets you import Photoshop and Sketch assets directly. It's a good article, just bringing you up to speed on what's new in the Adobe suite. And so that's hardware and software. Now, our number two trend actually came as a bit of a surprise, because you and I have become a bit complacent about the fact that mm-hmm. VR and AR had sort of fallen off of our radar. Virtual reality and augmented reality has always been, we've seen a few articles every now and then, but last year it was kind of the hot topic and it was always one of the top two trends. Well, it's the number two trend in the past 2 weeks. There were numerous descriptions of VR and AR applied to instruction on a number of different applications. There were a number of product updates. There were a number of opinion pieces. And last but not least, there was the news that Magic Leap had released a set of developer tools. And for those of you who may not know, Magic Leap is an augmented reality product that has been gotten a huge amount of attention over the past year and a half or so, but it hasn't actually resolved itself into a viable product yet. But it's got, apparently it has so much potential that it's just constantly on people's radar. Our recommended reading, though, is Augmenting Scientific Inquiry with Augmented Reality by Aaron Dubrow for UT News. UT News is the University of Texas at Austin, and this is a brief description of new visualization tools that UT is using in some of their science classes, which they actually include about a 20-second video demonstrating it in the article. Fascinating. I think we both really enjoyed that. Number three, online teaching and learning. Again, not a surprise for us. We've been talking about this as being a major trend for a very long time. In the past 2 weeks, we saw articles about teaching and learning online opportunities. This past 2 weeks, we also saw articles about millennials specifically attracted to online learning and why. There are a number of articles about social media issues related to teaching and learning, and we're kind of including social media as part of the online environment here. There were a few new studies that came out, one of which is particularly interesting about bias in discussion formats, that one is more likely to respond as a teacher. One is more likely to respond to the white males participating in a discussion than to anybody else. But of course, you and I had this question: How do they know
yeah.
that it's a, you know, what's how do you know the demographic of the individual if all you can see is maybe a name? Although perhaps they're seeing faces. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting article.
Yeah, and badges and credentialing came up a lot. And also the usual set of recommended strategies and tactics for teaching online. Our recommended reading, though, however, is more of a policy piece. Universities Stall on Confusing Distance Education Regulations by Lindsay McKenzie for Inside Higher Ed. Now, this article actually focuses on the U.S. federal rules that are scheduled to take effect this July. The problem is the federal rules are a bit difficult to interpret, because it's hard to know when you're talking about, especially for anything that involves licensure in one state and while you're teaching somebody who's from another state, or if you're in another state and you're trying to get them ready for licensure in their state and it's not your state. The way the rules are worded, it's hard to know whether you should be talking about the state in which the university resides or the state in which the licensing rules, the licensure rules apply. So that will be a very interesting thing as we get closer to that July date. But this is a good overview, and we'll definitely bring anyone who reads it up to speed on this new federal regulation for the United States. Finally, our fourth trend is teaching, professional development, and resources. This is sort of a new trend. We've seen this before occasionally, but it's not as regular as something like online teaching and learning. Teaching, professional development, and resources, we put together all the articles that had to do with providing resources for teachers, suggesting professional practice for teachers. And when we say teachers, we're talking about teachers of any sort, but it tends to focus more toward K-12 and post-secondary. So there were articles on resource sharing. There were also articles on open educational resources and how to sort of evaluate them and whether or not they're truly open or not. I think there's one very interesting article that was about the fact that you are paying for a lot of these. You're just paying for them in sort of an oblique way. You're not always sure what the actual cost is, and they reveal that. However, our recommended read is this. NMC and COSIN release the Horizon Report 2017 edition. This is the 2017 edition for K-12, and it's by the NMC.org. NMC, for those of you unfamiliar, is the New Media Consortium. COSIN is the Consortium for School Networking. And this is underwritten by MindSpark Learning. And the reason that this is important is because, as regular listeners know, the Horizon Report, the NMC in general, the New Medium Consortium, did it completely dissolve, Tim? I can't remember now.
It's in the process.
Yeah, it ran into a financial problem. Mm-hmm. And we were all very concerned that the Horizon Reports might not come out.
Right.
So we are very, very relieved to see the 2017
edition. 100%. Yeah.
So, and thank you to COSIN and thank you to MindSpark for helping out with that. So those are our four trends and our four recommended readings, Tim.
As a reminder, we share the link to our website at the end of this episode, where you can go and find links to those articles. So we'll share that at the end. So now on to peering into the crystal ball and making predictions for the upcoming 2 weeks. And I think we were talking about this. It's a little bit murky.
It's kind of a combination. It's like murky, and at the same time, there's some things that are just sort of etched into the crystal ball glass.
Like AR and VR was for a long time.
AR and VR. We totally expect to see a lot more articles about hardware and software, as we always do, especially if Apple's going to be announcing something new in the next week. Then we have online teaching and learning, which is another one of our regular trends that we see a lot of articles about, and we don't expect that to change. VR and AR, of course, specifically VR and AR applications. We see sort of a maturing of the field as we see more and more specific applications for instruction. And teaching professional development and resources, which was new for us this week, or relatively new, we're hoping, I think, to see more of this in broad terms. There's always a few sort of critically important single groups or individuals that have a lot of articles and regularly blog post and put out social media about this, teachers for teachers. But this is sort of broader, where there's just sort of a lot of different voices contributing to the same discussion. And we're hoping to see more of that. That's what we're seeing. Well, that's what we hope to see in the crystal ball in the coming weeks, Tim.
Well, that brings us to the conclusion of episode 109 of our podcast. We'd like to thank our followers and viewers of our Flipboard magazine and our podcast subscribers. You can find the link to the articles that we recommended and listen to past episodes of our podcast at our website, which is trendsandissues.com. Our next episode will air April 6th.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.